are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Slow down. Happy Saturday. Welcome to Positively Healthy. This is the third Saturday edition, and I am Dr. David Paris, a chiropractor, currently working for the Veterans Administration, and all of the opinions are mine and mine alone. And today we have Rachel running the studio for us.
Good morning.
Rachel, will you handle the music?
Oh, of course.
Maybe Ziggy Marley's in town on Tuesday. Maybe a little reggae if you can find it.
Oh, I love me some reggae. You got it.
Yeah, me too. And today, I would like to welcome our guest, Dr. Robert Coronado, with Northern Heart and Vascular Institute, and Rosa Soto?
Soto, that's correct.
Soto. Has an I in it.
It has an I in it, just to throw everybody off.
It did. It threw me off. And Rosa Soto, RN, and the Director of Operations at Northern Vascular Heart Institute. Welcome.
Thank you. Thanks for having us here.
Yeah, thanks, Dr. Paris, for having us.
So, first thing I'd like to do is let's get to know you both a little bit. Dr. Coronado, let's go back. I like to go back a little ways. I like to kind of get a feel for how you got here and what brought you to Reading, et cetera.
Sure. I was going to let the lady go first, but I'll take a stab at it. I'm a cardiologist, as you all know. Been here now for, nearly 8 years in November. Rosa and I came out here and founded Northern Heart and Vascular Institute was that 2004, Rosa?
It was in 2004, that's correct.
So I've been, like most of the Army kids, I've been all over the place. Cardiologists, as you know, go through a lot of training, as do many professionals, but our particular training takes us through internship, which may or may not be at the same place you went to medical school. We do a residency as well, which can always change location and usually does. And then we do a fellowship, which in cardiology is 3 years. And then we do more fellowships or specialties like I did in the field of cardiovascular medicine, which takes us to different places. So in summary, those places include Michigan, Arizona, Sacramento at UC Davis, and back to Louisiana or to Louisiana, and then back to California. So we initially – sorry about the long-winded answer. I'm trying to be as brief as I can.
No. We want long-winded.
Well, I finished my training in the field of coronary intervention and vascular intervention, which is the peripheral arteries, the arteries outside of the heart, in Louisiana. And then I got married at the same time that I moved to California. And I was in Modesto for – what was that, Rosa?
We were there for about 6 years, actually.
And that's where that's where Rosa and I met. She was working for the same corporation that I was hired onto, and then we saw an opportunity in Reading, and leaving out a lot of details, we were here in 2004.
Fantastic. And so you guys have been working together for how long?
We've been together for 13 years, so my story isn't as fascinating. I didn't, run all over the country getting all kinds of training, but I was a nurse working in the hospital setting, had a new baby and needed a little change of pace, so I came to an office setting, and that's where I met Dr. Coronado. He was right out of fellowship, and, we built up what I thought, and I think he thought was a pretty great practice. We did a lot of community sort of awareness, like we do here. And when the opportunity came up to Reading, I was lucky enough to be invited to come along. I forced myself to come along. I don't know. But here we are, and it's been a great opportunity. I think when we came up here and we were thrown around the idea, it was this beautiful, one of those beautiful Reading days where there's not a cloud in the sky and you can see Mount Shasta snow-capped in the distance. And it was just, how can you say no to that? So we ended up here, I guess now 7 years ago, almost eight.
So a lot like today, beautiful day in Reading, a little warm. So we're going to take a quick break here. And when we come back, I might reach back even further and maybe find out, where were you before Modesto? So when we come back, this is KCNR 1460 AM, Shasta, Reading, the home of Free Fire Media.
Nibbling on sponge cake, watching the sun bake, Too tired or busy to cook at home or go out to eat? We can bring the restaurant to you. Hi, I'm Jeff from Entree Express. We've been delivering lunch and dinner from your favorite Reading restaurants for 17 years. We can deliver to your home, office, or hotel room. Enjoy your favorites from 25 restaurants by calling Entree Express at 224-9791. That's 224-9791. Or you can Google Entree Express of Reading to find our website.
TV is not what it used to be. It's way better, thanks to Dish and Woodfill Enterprises. Now you can enjoy your favorite channels for as little as $19.99 a month. Plus, get HBO, Cinemax, Showtime, and Stars free for 3 months. That includes Blockbuster at Home free for 3 months also. Contact Woodfill Enterprises at 232-0843 today. Your local preferred Dish dealer. Limited time offer, prices, packages, and programming subject to change without notice. 24-month agreement required. Cancellation fee and other restrictions apply. Call for details.
Hey, it's Rachel Lane with KCNR 1460 AM inviting you to join us Sundays at 4 for The Kitchen Sink. It's a show about everything and the kitchen sink. We'll be discussing everything from parenting to science, arts, culture, music, and we'll be highlighting some very important community members right here Sundays at 4 o'clock. Please join us every Sunday, 4 to 5, right here on 1460 AM and KCNR1460.com. It's The Kitchen Sink with me, Rachel Lane, on Free Fire Radio.
Shaquille O'Neal for Icy Hot.
If you've got pain, you need the patch.
The Icy Hot Patch. Powerful, targeted, fast-acting pain relief that stays put without the mess. Icy to dull the pain, hot to relax it away. In a variety of sizes, from back, shoulders, knees, even arthritis. So you're covered whenever and wherever you hurt. Stop pain right at the source with Icy Hot Patches.
Pain's no match for the Icy Hot Patch.
For temporary topical pain relief, use only as directed.
Welcome back. This is Positively Healthy, third Saturday edition. And right now we are joined by Dr. Robert Coronado and Rosa Soto, Director of Operations from Northern Vascular Health Institute. And Rosa, now you have an interesting background prior to becoming a nurse and prior to your working years. So start from the beginning. I mean the real beginning.
Well, you know, my parents are, you know, I am a first-generation immigrant. My parents immigrated from the Azores. For those of you not familiar with the Azores, which is probably a lot of people, it's a group of islands off of the coast of Portugal. And so, you know, like the good old American dream, they packed up the kids, some suitcases, and you know, had some family out here and came to build the better life, you know, the typical, you know, immigrant story. So I was two. I had three older brothers, you know, ranging from, I think the oldest was 10. And my dad went to the dairy business in the Central Valley. So I grew up in the Central Valley of California, grew up on a dairy, you know, great, you know, set some, you know, great values of, you know, integrity, hard work, and, you know, just realizing your dreams. So I was actually a business major. I started out, you know, going to school, you know, working toward my business degree, and just really, you know, didn't feel fulfilled. I felt like I wanted to, at the end of the day, make a difference. And what better way to do that than as a nurse, you know, being a patient advocate. And so I sort of did a little 360 and went to nursing school. And lo and behold, here I am, you know, lucky enough to get to use both of those things in everyday life. So feel pretty fortunate to be here, and I guess I owe that to those, you know, brave people who, you know, took that, you know, adventure to come out here and build a better life for the kids. So that's pretty much my story.
Do you go back to the Azores? Do you vacation? Do you have family there still?
Gosh, I do have family there. I have a lot of cousins. In fact, you know, thank God for Facebook, because it's a great way to keep in touch with all of these, you know, cousins that you know are out there, but you sort of lost track with. Now you know when somebody has a baby, or you know somebody bought a new house, or you know it's kind of nice to, it sort of helps you reconnect with that. So I do have a lot of family. I have been back a couple of times. You know, last time I was back was actually about 12 years ago, so I think I'm due. So it is absolutely beautiful. So those of you out there, you know, go online and Google the Azores Islands, and it's a quite a little hidden paradise. So.
And how about now? Any children in Reading?
I do. I have two little boys. And, you know, my parents, when I was in the Central Valley, they were my daycare. So my boys, my parents still speak very broken English. It was very important to them that, you know, they hold on to their culture. So we were, you know, we had to speak English at home. So, you know, we went to school and we didn't speak English. So my cousin and I like to say, you know, hey, I knew her before we could speak English. So, so you know, my boys, you know, because my parents were with them, they actually do understand Portuguese a little bit and are able to fend through. So that's, you know, I probably, you know, need to work on that and make it, you know, more part of our lives. But they do understand it and they can get by, you know, at least asking for the basics.
That's amazing. That's a great story. And Dr. Coronado, how about yourself? Let's go way back. Do you
way
mind?
Back. Like
yeah.
50 years back.
Well, let's start in the very beginning.
Yeah, I was born about 50 years ago. I come from northern Mexico, just south of the border, about 3.5 hours, a city called Hermosillo. Born to a poor family. I was a very poor kid when we grew up. My parents were actually legal immigrants. They came to the United States via the Bracero program, probably something like what your parents must have done, because I don't think you'd risk it all the way from the Azores to have to get thrown back. But in my parents' particular case, my dad had he was part of a Bracero program, which basically was a worker's permit to come and work seasonally in the United States. And he eventually immigrated. I was about 6 months old when that happened. And throughout my childhood, my parents worked in fields, farm labor, every single fruit grown in Northern California. I mean, I've harvested, and not for a day, every summer, every weekend. Even on holidays, our holidays was going out and helping Dad work.
Is this in Modesto?
No,
you guys come to Modesto.
Yeah,
originally?
thanks for kind of orienting things. No, it was in Marysville, you know, about an hour and a half from here. And so we, you know, like Rosa said, we were exposed to hard work. We knew what it took to make a dollar or a penny. I finished high school very early. I was 15. I had just turned 15. And then I went on to college. That was the last year I was in Marysville. I really don't recall exactly what I was thinking other than I'm not going to do field work for the rest of my life, you know. And from that point on, went to college, and I have, of course, most of my relatives are still in Mexico. And I had a lot of support from them in the sense that they were very inviting. I wanted to be a physician since the age of 7. I did not see much of an opportunity in doing so here in the United States for no other reason than the money. I'm sure there were other challenges, but the money was the biggest one. So I went to Mexico, slept on, you know, I guess you call them cots here, just did everything I could. I was on the public transport system. I mean, I don't mean to dramatize it, but it was an incredible, even though we didn't have a lot of money here, it was a culture shock. And even though I spoke the language, you know, you get on a bus where the occupancy on that bus is, say, 20, and there's 35 of you in it.
And to do that, and excuse me for interrupting, but to do that when you're a, you know, 15, 16-year-old kid, that's crazy. I mean, I can't imagine, you know, taking on that kind of a culture shock all by yourself at the age of 16.
Yeah, I actually, you know, and I don't give a lot of credit. You know, we have a lot of good breaks in life. So you can look at all the culture shock and all that, but I had a loving family. I had an opportunity to go to school. I did it and finished medical school in Mexico City, college and medical school there, and then came and took the ever so famous medical boards, which were somewhat of a breeze to me at that time. All I did was study.
Yeah.
So that's me in a nutshell. The rest is all education, just like, you know, any cardiologist out there. I was lucky enough to have really good scores on my national medical boards, you know, honors in both of those. And then I got to select the top hospitals in the country and obtained good training and brought, I guess, the hard work ethic from my parents' upbringing into that field. And today I'm what a lot of people, I don't call myself that, but describe me as a workaholic. So good and bad to that.
And how supportive were your parents through all this? How supportive were they?
You know, very. First of all, very supportive. But I must say that neither my parents nor I were ever of the super ambitious, I didn't plan on being, you know, the best or that and that. I just had passion in what I did. And a lot of things came because of that passion. So my parents had a passion that I have a passion. In other words, they were interested in my happiness. And they were very supportive in that sense. But I didn't have parents that said, you're going to be a doctor, you're going to make $1 million, you're going to own a castle, you're going to do this. I mean, I didn't grow up like that. I wasn't pushed into it. And I think that's real important because I was given the support that I think you need, not the push or shove that a lot of kids today get.
Yeah, more of a grounding than a direction.
I think so. I mean, that's a good way of putting it. You know, a grounding and they always, my dad to this date stresses finding time for myself and for my family. You know, I was unfortunate in the sense I lost my wife. It's the worst day of my life. She died of cancer exactly 4 years ago. I have a little 11-year-old boy now. He just turned 11 a couple weeks ago. Well, you were there. And so that's my family, my little boy and I. I'm very fortunate to have, you know, Rosa in my life. She runs everything from that's one of the reasons that you know, that I bring her to all of any event that's important because she does run my life. The people that are close to me know that not only my practice, which is my life for the most part other than my kid, but everything else, you know, she has control of my kid. You know, I work 14, 15 hours a day, as does she. But part of that 14, 15 hours a day for her includes looking out for me in that sense. So, yes, I, you know, it's been a rough but fun adventure. You know, some moments not. But.
Well, I can relate to that. I was very fortunate when I had a private practice to have an office manager that was not only one of my best friends, but before you know it, they're helping you with, you know, just keeping your whole life together and allowing you to run around and do the things you need to do to keep the practice running. So.
Yeah, I don't call her my office manager, even though she does that as well. But I just call her, you know, CEO of Team Rob.
Yeah, right. Yeah, right.
It's like, it is. Look out for me, Rob.
Sounds like this is a good time to ask for a raise.
They're
the
CEO.
I just got a change in status.
Yeah, you owe me. You owe me.
You look at my bank account, I'll question that raise.
Well, when we come back, I want to talk a little bit about your practice and what you do there and who all the services you offer. And I know you have something new going on there, so we'll discuss that. And we'll take a break, and we'll be right back. This is KCNR 1460 AM, Shasta Redding, the home of Free Fire Media.
Today, most beef and poultry products come from factory farms, from animals raised in confinement, fed antibiotics, and genetically modified organisms. Fortunately, there's a local source of humanely raised grass-fed beef, organic chickens, and pastured free-range eggs. The Martin family at the Lazy 69 Ranch near Round Mountain wants you to get back in touch with your food and your farmer. Look for Lazy 69 products at Orchard Nutrition, Holiday Market, Sunset Market, or online at lazy69ranch.com.
Hello, this is Mark with SuperClean. You're probably already aware that black mold can be a major health risk to your family and pets, but did you know that much of this bacteria can enter your home from your shoes coming in contact with your own moldy sidewalks and driveways? SuperClean's cleaning and treatment process can wipe out dangerous mold and those ugly black stains, bringing back that super clean look. So call us at 339-5882. That's 339-5882 for a free estimate and get super clean.
There's new coffee in the store at Tobacco and Brew. Full beans by the pound. Portland blend. A rich flavor with a moderate body. And how about a favorite? Italian roast. Dark flavor with an enticing aroma. Try the coffee special of the month. Cookies and cream. A blended 20-ounce drink for just $3. Can you imagine a blended 20-ounce drink for just $3? What else, Carl?
Tobacco and Brew has the finest walk-in humidor in the state. Walk in and find any cigar that you could possibly want at great prices. Also, veterans get discounts at Tobacco and Brew.
And don't forget, Tobacco and Brew is closing out on their T-shirts and leather jackets at huge savings. Our favorite place to go, Tobacco and Brew, for all your coffee and specialty needs. 2143 Hilltop Drive, Tobacco and Brew.
The hotline is open on KCNR 1460, 530-605-4567.
Welcome back. Happy Saturday. This is Positively Healthy, Third Saturday Edition. This is Dr. David Paris, chiropractor practicing for the Veterans Administration here in Reading, and all the opinions are mine and mine alone. We are joined by Dr. Robert Coronado and Rosa Soto from Northern Vascular Heart Institute. And we just went, we started from the beginning. That was really nice. Thank you. That was good background.
Thank you.
Yeah, those are amazing stories, both of them. And so let's move on. I want to hear more about your practice here in Reading and the services you currently offer and the type of patients you treat, and then we'll move on to, I know you guys are doing something new there too and exciting. So, Rosa?
Well, I'll start with just a brief overview, and again, you know, going back to the beginning, when Dr. Coronado and I came here, we came in the light of, you know, Reading had, some interesting things going on in the cardiology world. And Dr. Coronado came here to, you know, kind of breathe life back into a program that had been hit pretty hard. When we came here, there was, you know, an obvious need, for additional cardiology care in the North State. And when we came here, there was a big line out the door of people, you know, wanting to establish care with a cardiologist. And so, of course, our efforts were focused on taking care of hearts. As doctor, and along with that, you know, comes, you know, managing lipid management and, you know, blood pressure control and taking care of arrhythmias and of course, you know, heart attacks and, you know, chest pains and shortness of breaths and all of those things that come along in the heart world. But as Dr. Coronado mentioned, he is a vascular trained specialist with a complete fellowship in peripheral vascular disease. And what that means is not only does he take care of hearts, but he takes care of all of the arteries in the body, meaning the arteries, you know, it's basically the arteries are like one big vascular highway. And so he takes care of the vessels that feed the legs, the arteries that, you know, feed the kidneys, the arteries that feed the carotids, which are the arteries that feed the brain, and subclavians, which, you know, feed the brain and the arms. So we take care of the entire vasculature. That's, you know, another service that we offer. So he takes care of hearts, he takes care of these arteries. And missing in our practice, was sort of the venous side. So, you know, for the average person, just to kind of, you know, give you a little background, arteries take blood away from the heart. So just think A, arteries away. And veins take blood, back to the heart. We until recently didn't offer venous treatment until recently. So about a year and a half ago, we opened our vein center. We have been, you know, diligently kind of working behind the scenes, you know, making it, perfecting it, you know, making sure all our ducks in a row before we really, you know, launch it and bring it out into community. And now we are. We're, you know, out there raising awareness and really excited about our vein center.
You know, just to, yeah, good job, Rosa, and telling a little bit of a background. Like you said, you know,
sure.
We came in and under the storm pretty much with all the scandal about the unnecessary bypass surgery and so forth. And as she stated, you know, cardiology is, of course, the heart, and that's what most cardiologists do. I had the fortune to training in the peripheral vasculature. So we had a passion for that. We have a passion for that. And we came here to basically take care of any vascular disorder, any vascular, wherever it was. But what was interesting it wasn't interesting then, but what's interesting as of late is that the venous system, like she said, is the system that brings blood back to the heart so that the heart can then pump it to the body again. There are no cardiologists locally, even in Sacramento, and possibly even in San Francisco, that actually take care of venous disorders. That's the other half of the circulation. And when you look at how many patients have venous disorder, that's twice the number of people that have cardiac disorders. But they've been ignored because there hasn't been a technology other than the, you know, crazy venous stripping. So basically, with the advent of percutaneous, meaning non-invasive procedures to take care of this disease process, 30 million Americans with it. 30 million Americans with it versus 13 million with heart disease. We saw the need. We basically, reviewed all the technology and established the first venous center for cardiologists in the North State. And that's our big excitement here, because we are, I know we're coming up to a break here, but we'll come back to it. Yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah. That sounds really exciting. And I would love to, when we come back, to have you talk a little bit about the venous stripping, and the pros and cons maybe there, and, maybe explain percutaneous to some of our listeners. So this is KCNR 1460 AM Shasta Redding, the home of Free Fire Media.
Too tired or busy to cook at home or go out to eat? We can bring the restaurant to you. Hi, I'm Jeff from Entree Express. We've been delivering lunch and dinner from your favorite Redding restaurants for 17 years. We can deliver to your home, office, or hotel room. Enjoy your favorites from 25 restaurants by calling Entree Express at 224-9791. That's 224-9791. Or you can Google Entree Express of Redding to find our website.
People are always telling us about how well they were treated at Crown Motors. Rebecca Rogers of Redding says, "The people at Crown were amazing. No pressure, lots of choices. I wouldn't go anywhere else to buy a car." Thanks, Rebecca. I'm going to keep reading these stories from time to time because I love to share the great experiences people have at Crown Motors. So you keep writing and I'll keep reading. So come see us or visit us online at crownmotorsredding.com.
The machine you ride tells everyone who you are. Ready to make a statement? The change? Then take the time to visit Redding Harley-Davidson right off I-5 at 1268 Twin View Boulevard. Take a test drive that can change your life forever. Redding Harley-Davidson has been serving the North State since 1977 and carries a full range of Harley-Davidson accessories, service items, and collectibles, and has everything the new or experienced biker needs. Financing your new lifestyle is also available as low as 3.99% OAC. Redding Harley-Davidson also has a full-service facility and professional experienced and friendly technicians ready to help you. Find out what's over the hill around the next corner while riding a Harley today. Living the dream is only a short ride away. That's 1268 Twin View off of I-5, or visit their website at reddingharleydavidson.com. They're open Tuesday through Saturday from 9 o'clock till 5:30. Tired of drifting through life? Then visit Redding Harley-Davidson. Experience the ride. Live the dream.
The hotline is open on KCNR 1460, 530-605-4567.
Welcome back, Positively Healthy, third Saturday edition. And once again, we're joined by Dr. Robert Coronado and Rosa Soto from the Northern Vascular Heart Institute. And we were discussing vein stripping and some procedures and things that you offer at your clinic, and including percutaneous procedures. Can you tell us a little bit about vein stripping, the pros and cons, and then maybe kind of explain percutaneous for us and help us understand that?
Absolutely. Well, just a little background for our listeners. The venous structures, of course, are very – you can look at them on the back of your hand, in your arms, on your feet, and those veins, you can smash them really easily. The way blood gets back to your heart is – nothing short of fascinating. We know how the blood goes to the body. The heart pumps it there. But the heart does not pump it back. And you say, what? You know, how does it get from your feet to your heart when you're standing and the heart's not pumping it back? It's not. The way it works is that every time you move, every time you twitch, every time you walk, every time you use any muscle in your body, that muscle obviously contracts and increases in size, just like when you flex or stretch or whatnot. And it compresses the vein, which are very thin structures. You can push them down with your fingers with minimal effort. So every time you twitch and move, that person basically smashes these veins, and the veins have these one-way valves. They have no choice but to go towards the heart. The blood has no choice. So when these valves don't work because of either pregnancy or prolonged standing, i.e., or in other words, the effect of gravity on those veins, the patients get what's called venous vein, hypertension, high pressure. And these valves, which are like little flaps that open in one direction, have that pressure basically defeating them, beating them, and those valves can no longer hold the blood up or hold it or keep it going in the direction of the heart. So the blood starts going backwards and gravity wins. Excuse me. You don't want gravity winning because that's when venous insufficiency occurs. That's what we take care of. And how do you know you have it? Well, like I said, 30 million Americans have it. More people have this than diabetes. But there has been no good treatment for it. Venous stripping, which in our opinion is archaic, old-fashioned, and quite frankly, for the most part, obsolete. You should not be doing this unless the other avenues, the new modalities have been explored, and there's just nothing new technology can do for it. So there is a very, very small role for it. When you have the venous insufficiency, most patients learn to live with it, and it's kind of sad. It's kind of like the back pain or the knee pain or the headaches that we learn to live with, not knowing there's good treatment. What do the patients feel? Swelling. You can have swelling because they're not draining the legs. So there's water coming out of these capillaries because of the high pressure, the vessels in your tissue. Then there are discoloration issues. You get these little spider veins, you know, these blue marks. Later on, you get the big varicose cords. You may have one or all of these. You may only have the varicose cords, and those are the ugly, twisty, ropey veins in the legs. If you have those, you should seek medical care. If you have any of these, for that matter, you should at least ask your primary care doctor. And if you have the varicose veins, I just go out and say, ask for a referral for further evaluation. Because even our primary care doctors, as smart as they are and as well-trained as they are, even some cardiologists, if not most of them, don't know that these patients need to be referred. And that's one of the reasons that I go out and speak at any opportunity I have. I was a keynote speaker for Veins at the biggest conference in the country, or the world for that matter, in San Francisco last year. I just got back from New Orleans, a similar thing, and we're trying to get the word out there. And of course, I'm not building a practice in New Orleans. We just want to be part of that, get the word out and tell people, look, if you have these varicose veins, these cords and so forth, seek medical attention, because that's what you see, the swelling, the discoloration, the ropey veins. But what the patient lives with, which could be pain, aching towards the end of the day, if you're standing on your legs, you got swelling, you say, my legs ache, they get tired, you know, I'm having symptoms. But the problem there, and the big key point in all of this, is that those patients say, I'm having pain, I'll live with it, give me some Motrin, it's all right, because it's not something they're screaming. But that stuff limits their activity. You're going to go to New York. You're going to go on a trip. They say, oh, God, I get my legs hurt when I'm walking so much, or when I'm traveling and so forth. Or it could be simpler than that. I can't take care of the kids because, you know, they're running around and my legs ache. At the end of the day, I get tired. They translate it as being tired when in reality it's ache. They can have nocturnal cramps, bad cramps at night, restless leg syndrome, and a big array of symptoms. And I'm not trying to dramatize it. It is real. The statistics are out of the American Heart Association, American College of Cardiology stats. It's very prevalent. So what we do now, and you asked about the percutaneous word. The percutaneous word means that when we fix these, the majority of cases, percutaneous means through the skin, we make not a single incision, not a single stitch, and it's all done in 20 to 30 minutes. And it's not a patch job. It is superior to venous stripping. There is no general anesthesia. There is no admission to the hospital. There isn't even a trip to the hospital because we do it in the clinic. Again, it takes 20 to 30 minutes. And if you work at, you know, Coldwell Bank, you basically get the procedure done and you're back working in an hour. So it is nothing short of fascinating. So therein lies my passion for taking care of as many as I can.
So let me see if I can wrap my mind around this. So instead of the venous stripping, where in effect they're actually pulling the vein out, mm-hmm. right? They're stripping it out for those. You're leaving this vein intact, and it stays in place.
Great question. I'll give you the quick answer.
Sure.
Venous stripping, because the vein is leaking backwards. In other words, it's not working anymore. It is not a vital vein. It is just causing problems. It has to be removed or shut down because it's the root of the problem. So what the surgeons did before is they would open up and they would strip this thing out just as much as they could, but it's a crazy network of veins. So they got as much as they could and left a lot behind. And so that's, and I'll get to what we do after our break, but But in essence, that's what they did.
Okay, great. Thank you. When we come back, more on percutaneous venous procedures. This is KCNR 1460 AM, Shasta, Reading, the home of Free Fire Media.
Today, most beef and poultry products come from factory farms, from animals raised in confinement, fed antibiotics, and genetically modified organisms. Fortunately, there's a local source of humanely raised grass-fed beef, organic chickens, and pastured free-range eggs. The Martin family at the Lazy 69 Ranch near Round Mountain wants you to get back in touch with your food and your farmer. Look for Lazy 69 products at Orchard Nutrition, Holiday Market, Sunset Market, or online at Lazy69Ranch.com.
For the Black Bear Diner, here are founders Bob Papa Bear Manley and Bruce Sugar Bear Dean.
Wow, Sugar Bear. I guess people really are excited for Clobster Fest at Black Bear Diner.
Can't say I blame them, can you?
Nope, not when they can have delicious one-of-a-kind dishes like creamy macaroni and cheese topped with garlic butter sautéed lobster sensations. Or how about our lobster eggs Benedict with fresh asparagus? We're going to serve that all day long.
Well, don't forget our lobster chop salad with bacon ranch dressing and the very best thing that's ever been placed on a tortilla, spicy lobster tacos.
Righto. And starting at just $9.99, I guess we're going to have a big crowd on our hands, Sugar. Well, better open the door. Give me the key.
I don't have the key. I thought you had it.
What? I don't have the key. You always are the one that...
Lobster Fest, a unique seafood experience for a limited time only at Black Bear Diner.
Good old-fashioned family food, Black Bear Diner. Black Bear Diner.
Three little words that will change your life forever. You have cancer. You also have choices. At Pace Cancer Center, we believe that the battle against cancer can be fought with a positive attitude, care, and excellent medicine. Dr. Pramila Dhanuka is a board-certified oncologist, and she is offering the highest level of care for cancer patients for over 10 years. At Pace, you'll discover why hundreds of local cancer survivors have chosen Pace Cancer Center for treatment. To learn more about your choices available at Pace Cancer Center, call 247-1425.
Welcome back. This is Positively Healthy, third Saturday edition. And once again, we're joined by Dr. Robert Coronado and Rosa Soto from the Northern Vascular Heart Institute. And we were discussing percutaneous procedures for venous insufficiency. Did I get that? Is that correct? Is that a correct title?
That's correct.
Okay. And you were explaining that to us in some fine detail, and that was fantastic. So we kind of cut you off with a break. So why don't you go on and, sure, and finish that for us?
Yes. Yeah, so just a little background, 15, 20 seconds. Before, your gallbladder was a, 10 centimeter or 10 inch incision to be removed. Appendix as well, big incision. The uterus for a hysterectomy as well. Now you have two little holes. That's called laparoscopic removal. In cardiovascular procedures, the word percutaneous means we also don't cut open the vessel anymore or the tissue even to try to fix what the problem is inside. So getting back to the situation with venous insufficiency and these valves in the veins that don't work anymore, and therefore because they don't work and their job is to keep blood flowing towards the heart, because they don't work, blood's flowing back in the direction it's not supposed to be. In other words, towards the feet. Veins should always take blood back to the heart. When a vein is taking blood, when a vein is doing something other than take blood back to the heart, it's no good, and it will never be any good. It's just causing problems. And it's kind of like, just for our listeners out there, and a good example is if I have 10 workers putting watermelons in a truck, basically picking them up from the field and putting them in a truck. If I remove one of those workers and leave it at 9, well, they're going to take longer to do it. But, it's really not going to be that much of a difference. But if one of those workers gets up on the truck, one of those 10 workers gets up on the truck, and while everybody's putting the watermelons on the truck, one of those workers is a bad actor. He's throwing them back down. So it's going to take them a long time to get all the watermelons in the truck so long as that person is throwing them back off the truck. And that's kind of what we take care of. That's an analogy as to when we have all these veins in the leg taking blood back to the heart, and we have one of those veins bringing it back to the foot, we need to fire that worker that's throwing the watermelons back to the field. We need to fire that person, no matter what our unemployment rate is, And we need to basically get all the watermelons going in the right direction, right, which is on the truck. So we do the same thing with the legs. We go ahead and take the veins that are basically going back towards the foot, which is the wrong direction, and we ablate them. Ablate them is another word for elimination. And the way we do it is we get inside the vein. The previous way, of course, was 13, 15 incisions, about 2 inches, 3 inches in length. You can imagine that. 15 cuts, 2 inches in length, just to try to find these little squiggly little things and remove them, sometimes being unsuccessful in finding all of it, and having remnants and having recurrence and so forth. What we do now is we're sure we get it all, because under ultrasound, we get into that vein and we go in through the vein. The patient is sitting there talking about the World Series or hockey or whatever they are, you know, a fan of. And then we put lidocaine around the vein and push a button, push a button, push a button. And radio frequency is delivered to that vein, and it closes it down 96 to 97% of the time. And the problem is solved.
Now, I'm fairly familiar with radio frequency, but in the low back, in the lumbar spine, and they use it to ablate nerves for, and they do it for back pain, et cetera. And I've seen this done, and it's a fairly painless procedure. The patient's awake, fairly mild, and they do it under a fluoroscopy or under an X-ray unit that's always on, I guess. So is that the same way they use it in the venous system?
It's the same kind of energy, and instead of fluoroscopy, we use ultrasound. Mm-hmm. And we're 100% sure, not kind of, not this, not that. When you do venous stripping, and this is not to say how bad venous stripping is, it's all they had, but we're 100% sure when we're in that vein that we're in that vein, and we're pretty much taking care of the problem right there. Versus venous stripping before, it was a different. And to compare them right now is just kind of a moot point, because even the people that do venous stripping won't do it. They just say, hey, we're you know, outdone by this procedure. The important thing to do is to open the ears and eyes of our patient population out there to say, look, if you have this, get it treated.
You know, I just wanted to add, you know, we've been talking about the incidence and prevalence. There's, you know, 25 to 30 million Americans that have venous insufficiency. And of those, less than 2 million seek treatment. You know, there's a misconception of that this is a cosmetic procedure. I mean, when we associate, you know, varicose veins and treatment, we associate it with somebody, you know, I like to call it the, you know, Chardonnay sipping, SUV driving soccer mom phenom who, you know, wants her legs to look better in the shorts, which of course we all want. And that is true in a lot of us, me included, but it is truly a functional debilitating disease. And there is a misconception both on the provider side as well as the patient who feels it. The patient, you know, sort of feel like this is a natural aging progression. You know, maybe you don't sleep as well. Maybe your back hurts. Maybe you don't recover as well. Maybe your legs just are supposed to hurt when you get older. So a lot of it is dust around myths and misconceptions that this is not a true disease.
It sounds to me like it's an opportunity to really improve your quality of life. Yeah, I think, you know, when we look at quality of life, maybe even in the research, they always seem to have one measure. So there's one specific thing. Person has a stroke or a heart attack, and then they quality of life. They have low back pain. They have surgery, and then after that, what's their quality of life? But really, my impression is that it's kind of a combination of all the factors of aging and all the vascular issues and the orthopedic issues and all the things that go on with us that slowly kind of erode that as we age and become seniors. And so this sounds like one of those things that maybe a lot of times people don't always consider as a priority in improving that.
Yeah, it just real quick, and yes, it is, you worded it right, one of those things. People like yourself that deal with the orthopedic issues, people like our ophthalmologists who deal with the cataracts, and people like, it is one of those things in quality of life. Thank God for people like yourself that deal with pain, which is probably the biggest inflictor of, you know, damage to quality of life. Or thank God for people that like ophthalmologists that deal with cataracts and make people see. It is one of those quality of life things. It is not the whole world, but in our world, it is a big part of it.
So when we come back, I'd like to kind of get it, kind of wrap our minds around what type of patient would be appropriate, and what I know we covered it briefly, but what somebody might be experiencing that might signal them that this might start to be an issue, and then maybe briefly cover some things like heart health, vascular health, things that people can do to help themselves prior to getting to this stage. So we'll be back in a minute. This is KCNR 1460 AM, Shasta, Redding, the home of Free Fire Media.
What do you look for in a building contractor? Experience and quality, and someone who's reliable? Dennis Janeway hits the mark. Dennis has got more than 30 years' experience doing all types of construction. So whether the job is big or small, new home construction or a kitchen or bathroom remodel, call Dennis Janeway today at 604-6702. For experience, quality, and reliability, call Dennis Janeway Construction, 604-6702.
Too tired or busy to cook at home or go out to eat? We can bring the restaurant to you. Hi, I'm Jeff from Entree Express. We've been delivering lunch and dinner from your favorite Reading restaurants for 17 years. We can deliver to your home, office, or hotel room. Enjoy your favorites from 25 restaurants by calling Entree Express at 224-9791. That's 224-9791. Or you can Google Entree Express of Reading to find our website.
Have you put your name on your to love and to take care of list lately? At the House of Conscious Living Yoga, we offer you a space for a well-deserved time in. You will be welcomed by the warmth and kindness of a yoga community here to make you feel safe and cared for. The House of Conscious Living Yoga is a place for healing. Our yoga mat will help you rediscover your own power to design your life in every way. Need to strengthen your body, calm your mind, or lighten your heart? You have come to the right place. Non-competitive, medically knowledgeable and safe, therapeutic and caring are just some of the words used to describe the House of Conscious Living Yoga professional staff. New to the studio? Receive your first 5 classes for only $25. Visit our website, consciouslivingyoga.com, for all the information you'll need to get started on your path toward a healthier, happier, more vibrant life. consciouslivingyoga.com, 246-7256.
Learn more about our shows and hosts. Check us out online at kcnr1460.com.
Welcome back to Positively Healthy, Third Saturday Edition. We're continued to be joined by Dr. Robert Coronado and Rosa Soto from the Northern Vascular Heart Institute. And we were talking percutaneous procedures for venous insufficiency, varicose veins, although I think that's minimizing the issue a bit in the eyes of some. And what I'd like to know is, so let's see if we can give people an idea of what type of symptoms they might be experiencing, what type of things would lead them into your office, or maybe things that they might want to signal to their primary care provider. And then maybe some of the more specific issues as to what qualifies somebody as a patient in your office. At what point do they become eligible for this type of procedure? Rosa, can you help us with that?
Well, I think that, you know, in today's age, I think we as patients, you know, we need to be advocates and in charge of our own health care. And I take this even a little further than just what we're talking about varicose veins, but you really need to ask questions. You know, you are a consumer. You need to know what medicines you take. You need to know some basic things like what your cholesterol is, and you need to know what your blood pressure is. You need to know what your pulse rate is and what normal. There are some numbers that you probably need to just know. And you should always have your medicines with you, a list of your medicines, because every provider is always going to want to do that. So that's just a little side note. Again, as somebody who is an advocate of their own health, you need to be able to come into your primary care doctor, because we have some wonderful primary care physicians in Reading. We really do. But they're very, very busy. And if you're there, you know, a typical primary care office will see somebody for knee pain, you know, somebody for an ear infection, somebody for a sore throat, somebody for high blood pressure. And so it would be wonderful if they had all the time in the world to just sit there and assess the entire system. So you as a patient need to say, you know, doc, I've had, you know, swelling in my legs. I have had, you know, leg fatigue. I've had skin change. My skin looks a little discolored. At night I get cramps in my legs, you know, all of those things. So you need to be able as a patient to say to your doctor, I think I need to have, you know, an evaluation of my legs. Again, another misconception, if it's cosmetic, it doesn't get, you know, covered by your insurance. This does. It's not cosmetic. So if you have the symptoms, all insurances after, you know, going through, you know, authorization processes, which our office takes care of, after, you know, conservative measures, which, you know, we'll talk about as well, trying all of these, you know, non-invasive things, all insurances will consider covering this procedure. And by all, I mean Medicare, I mean Medi-Cal, I mean the Blues, I mean all of these insurances that are out there will cover this procedure because it's a disease. It's not a cosmetic procedure. And so when you ask your provider, when you are being your own advocate and say, you know, I need to have further workup on this, doc, you know, ask for that, you know, further follow-up, further evaluation of some of those symptoms that you're having.
Anything to add to that, Dr. Coronado?
Yeah, bottom line, if you have ropey veins, if you have swelling in your legs that's unexplained, any staining in your skin that is, because it becomes like a tattoo from all the little microbleeds that do occur in this situation, if you have any nocturnal cramps along with swelling, people that just scream in pain and so forth, if you have any restless leg syndrome that you think might be due to this, then please give us a call. We'd be more than happy to evaluate them. It's our true passion.
Okay, so let me ask one more question, and then give us, please, your practice info and how people can get a hold of you, et cetera. So my last question is, what about for vascular health? If you could give us maybe two or three things that people can do for themselves, and or, you know, maybe something they can get over the counter or something that's effective. I know usually it's a lifestyle change, but so can you comment on that?
Absolutely. You know, our legs, our heart, everything is made to last 100 years. And every time you smoke or every time you do drugs or every time you don't exercise, all these things will take years off that life expectancy. As far as leaving the varicose veins aside and just talking heart healthy stuff that people can use out there on a daily basis, look, unless you walk out in front of a truck, walking will always be good for you. Walking, walking, walking. People that come into our office that are 90, 92, 94 years old, you say, how have you done it? Most of them say they worked hard their whole life, but you ask them what they're doing now, and they say, oh, yeah, I go for a walk every day, you know, take my dog or take this and that. So exercise is one of them. Dieting is very important. Very important, more important than you think, especially if you're diabetic, especially if you have a high cholesterol, especially if you have a family history. Boy, you already have a strike against you, which you didn't ask for. You know, you didn't ask for the family history. You didn't choose that. But guess what? Life isn't fair. You have to be more careful than the other person. Medication-wise, do not be afraid of medications in general. Obviously, don't take every pill you can find, and I'm one of those guys that don't like pushing pills on anybody. But sometimes, for all of you that have high blood pressure, take your pills, because it's a numbers game. You don't control the blood pressure. You don't control the cholesterol. You're going to run into trouble. In summary, all the things your grandma told you, you know, eat right, eat your vegetables, work, do exercise, that's basically, in general, what I would recommend.
Fantastic advice. Thank you. So we have a minute left. Please give us all of your practice info. How can patients get a hold of you, your website address? Go ahead.
24-HEART. That's our phone number. That's 244-3278. Any of these issues that we discussed today, I'll keep it short and brief. That's our phone number. More importantly, if you have any concerns that you may have one of these disease processes, go to your primary doctor and say, I know about this, I want to get this taken care of.
Rosa Soto, Dr. Robert Coronado from Northern Vascular Heart Institute, thank you very much.
Thank you, Dave, and thank you for having us today. And just one last thing, know your numbers, you know your blood pressure, know your weight, that, you know, and thanks again for having us today.
Everyone have a great day. This is KCNR 1460 AM, the home of Free Fire Media.
This is KCNR, Shasta, Redding.
Cool, awesome, thanks.
Fox News Radio. I'm Lisa Lucero. The bomb squad now inside the booby-trapped apartment of the man suspected of gunning down dozens of people in a movie theater in Aurora, Colorado. Fox Radio's Jessica Rosenthal is in Aurora and joins us live.
Lisa, we heard a loud boom about 20 minutes ago. They told us that we were going to hear three air horn noises first, but we didn't hear them from our vantage point behind the apartment. They do say that the detonation was a success. Now they have to go through all the material inside that apartment. Earlier, we were told that they got rid of a tripwire, but then had to deal with some incendiary devices that were part of a booby trap. And the sergeant here says that that booby trap was meant to kill whoever entered James Holmes' apartment. Lisa.
Jessica, the tragedy in Aurora, the focus of today's weekly addresses.
Politics aside in the Saturday speeches.
We join President Obama in sending condolences and prayers to the loved ones of those who were killed and wounded.
House Speaker John Boehner echoing the president's thoughts about the movie theater shooting in Colorado.
This weekend, I hope everyone takes some time.